From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Slowly, neighborhood by neighborhood and block by block, lights and air conditioners are flickering back on today in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, the areas hit yesterday afternoon by the largest blackout in U.S. history. But millions still don't have power, and officials warn many could go all weekend without it. In New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says electrical service has been restored to 85% of the city. The remaining neighborhoods should be back online by the end of the night. There's no power in much of Detroit and other parts of Michigan. Officials say that will likely be the case for days. Michigan's governor has declared a state of emergency. Cars are lining up for blocks at the few gas stations that are open. And the power is on in Cleveland, but the water is not. The city's pumps were shut down by the blackout, and pressure takes a while to build up again. Residents are being asked to boil what water they have from the tap. The National Guard is trucking in tankers full of drinking water to help. The cause of the massive power failure is under investigation. President Bush says he'll push for upgrades to the electrical system.
I view it as a wake-up call. You know, I've been concerned that our infrastructure, the delivery system, is old and antiquated. And I think this is an indication of the fact that we need to modernize the electricity grid.
President Bush touring a forest site today in California.